Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of The Neil Haley Show and Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, here on all the syndicated channels all over the world, plus also on Libsyn and all of Wynn's syndicated broadcasting networks. I'm excited to welcome to the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, how are you? I hope you didn't stay up last night for the results, which aren't over yet with the election.
No, I didn't, Neil. I went to sleep. I figure whatever is going to happen, I can find out about it today.
And you might find out about it today, but it doesn't look like great news from the pundits. It looks like that the mail-in ballots that are going to be counted are going to cost Trump the election. And it goes back to polling and not telling the truth. If I think that certain states, they knew that they were in play, I bet you more Republicans would have showed up to the polls. So again, that's not an exact science polling, but they really messed up the polls. When you finally look at the numbers, that's going to be an interesting thing to look at when down the line is how bad the pollster screwed up.
Right. Okay, so let's get started. I'm Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD, bringing you another exciting podcast. Back some time ago, we added investigative journalism to our program, which had been running for over 20 years. In the months since we started adding Truth Just Below the Surface, we have covered a number of different issues, including the truth about treatment for the world's most significant illness, which is addiction, the corona problem, the value and necessity of finding your purpose in life, what to do about international criminals who prey on people using romantic scams, the most dangerous food additive in the world, the significance of near-death experiences, and many other issues. Now, in this podcast on the coronavirus, we go beneath the surface to give you an alternative treatment plan for stopping this pandemic. This is an exclusive interview with Dr. Mark Hayden, MD, a licensed graduate of the University of Alabama. He is a practicing physician and a scientific investigator. We have done 4 previous podcasts with him, and I would highly recommend that you listen to all of them. And you can go and do this by going to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn, spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N.com. Now, let's get on with the show. Marcus, great to have you on the show again.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to talk about what we've been talking about for the last 4 weeks or so. And I want you to bring the world up to date on your research and what your alternative suggestion for ending this pandemic is. So your message was self-inoculation and using the intestinal tract to get immunity, but at the same time, not having any serious effects from the inoculation like that they have with a pulmonary problem, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so what's your core message?
Our core message is that when we expose our intestines to the coronavirus, it stimulates our mucosal IgA that actually helps protect our lungs from infection. The coronavirus that you eat, or the COVID virus, that reaches the intestines actually helps protect your lungs from infection. But the coronavirus that you accidentally inhale can cause disease and sickness.
Yeah, so you've been talking about mucosal IgA, and briefly tell us what the significance of mucosal IgA is.
Well, most of us who study these issues as scientists and as members of the public have heard about serum IgG with a G. And that's because the serum IgG was used as evidence of proof of a severe pulmonary infection and it was documented by the vaccine companies as grounds to get funding for a lot of the intramuscular vaccines. But it turns out that what really protects our lungs is mucosal IgA. And the intramuscular vaccines are not very good at all at producing mucosal IgA. Now, we haven't heard that much about it, probably because big corporate media doesn't want to shine the spotlight on it. But it's the mucosal IgA that is stimulated by exposure to the intestines that protects our lungs.
Okay, so our program today is exclusive, and it's first of its kind in the world that I know of. And you're going to tell us how a mask can help you get rid of the problem with COVID in your system and how it can ultimately stop the pandemic. So let's get started. So tell us about the mask and COVID.
Well, we've all heard about using a mask to prevent the virus from getting into our lungs and causing severe, dangerous lung disease. But it's also true that you can use a mask to collect live virus and then transfer that virus to water that you can then drink and expose your intestines to develop an immune response. We can't get the COVID virus at Walmart, not at Amazon, and not at our local convenience store. But there are millions of people that are exhaling virus in a mask, and they can actually transfer that from the mask to ordinary water.
Wow.
Okay, and yeah. Once they do that, and you'll tell us how they do that, is it safe to drink that water?
Yes. The World Health Organization has stated that the coronavirus that we breathe into our lungs is what is dangerous, but that the coronavirus that is on our food, and by implication, the coronavirus that would be in our water, is generally safe. There have been 40 million cases in the world, at least, of pulmonary lung COVID infections. And there's probably 5 to 10 times that, or hundreds of millions of intestinal exposures. And no one has been reported to die from the intestinal exposure to the virus. But once again, I remind people, inhaling COVID is very dangerous.
Okay. Yeah, so the thing that's we've learned when through Mark's interviews so far is that basically it's okay to ingest this virus. This is a respiratory virus, meaning it's unlike other flus where if I decided to eat or drink my kid's food or drink, I would get the flu. But yeah. From Mark's research win, just to kind of really summarize this in layman's terms with two doctors, it really means that the only way to contract the virus is through the air. It's through, and that's really not been told in so many ways, meaning through the air, because it's respiratory. You have to be able to breathe in this virus, not ingest it.
That's pretty much exactly it. The virus that you inhale causes the pulmonary problems that lead to great sickness and death. But you can eat coronavirus or drink it for days without any serious complications.
Okay, so Mark, How does it come about that you would advise, and you always advise people to talk to their doctors? How do you take the COVID that can get on a mask and work with it at that point?
Well, we don't really discuss this much in public. But the fact is that the coronavirus or COVID virus is very water soluble. You can wash it off items. And when your mask has the virus, you can wash it off your mask and then use it to drink. And if you drink it and expose it to your intestines, you'll stimulate your own immunity or the immunity of other people.
Okay. So take us through how you do that.
Well, first of all, you have to get a mask. Most of us can buy either the make our own mask out of cloth or their fabric. But what all masks have is they're generally safe to put your lips and your mouth against and your tongue against. So masks by themselves are not poisonous. And masks do not contain poisonous things because we accidentally might lick them or put our tongue against them. So when we wash a mask, the water that goes across it is not poisonous. It's safe. But to get the virus into the mask, we have to have an active respiratory infection. That means that if one of our family members has coronavirus on a PCR test or on a rapid antigen test, then if that person sings or speaks, they will increase the amount of virus going into the mask. And we can take the virus off that mask to either inoculate themselves or other members of that household.
Okay. And tell us how you prescribe that we do that.
Well, you need to recognize your goal in a household where coronavirus is present is to avoid inhaling the virus, but maximize your initial intestinal exposure to the virus. So if you're going to contaminate a mask by singing, don't do that with anybody in the room, lest they might inhale some of it. Go outside, sing outdoors with a mask on to put as much of the virus in the mask as possible. You can also maximize the amount of virus exhaled using electrostatic forces. When and by electrostatic forces, that means static electricity. You can put mild static electricity easily by just rubbing a balloon on your hair. And just a little mild static electricity is likely to help you exhale more virus. That's a complicated issue. And you could study that on my website, www.antivirusair.com. So using singing and a little bit of static electricity, you can maximize the amount of virus you exhale.
See,
and
that's,
into the mask.
Wow. Interesting. Yes. So you really think that one of the missing points is that we're not wearing masks enough at times to get, if we are infected, to make sure that we get certain parts of those particles out, but wear a mask so that we're less likely to expose others to the virus. What are certain ways that we can expose people to the virus? Singing is one, right? It's not a good idea to sing. It's not a good idea to talk to somebody very close distance from each other, right?
Well, Neil, if I wanted to contaminate a mask, step outdoors where nobody's around you, begin to sing and create a little static electricity by rubbing the balloon on your hair. Then exhale while you're singing into your mask, and you should maximize the amount of exhaled virus. That means as much as possible will get in the mask itself. Then you have to be very careful about how you handle a mask. This is interesting, Neil. We're told to wear masks, but are you told about mask safety? Because if we are exhaling virus into a mask, that is a dry dust. And if you shake that mask, virus can come off of it. In fact, you don't want it to turn to a dust and inhale it. Put it in a Ziploc bag, then add about 8 ounces of water that's cold, and then shake it up in the bag. And the virus will come right off the mask into the water. And you can use that water that contains the virus to swallow and inoculate yourself. Now,
wow. So the inoculation is an important part of this. That's where I think our listeners want to figure out more. Mm-hmm.
Your goal in meeting COVID is to meet it so that your body can mount an immune response. And you do that by getting the virus to reach your small intestine. You can also take Pepcid, 80 milligrams 3 times a day, to reduce your stomach acid. That way, more of the virus will reach your intestines sooner. And you also don't have to worry about it tasting bad. It has no taste.
Okay, so if we're going to do this protocol of exposing ourselves to COVID into our small intestine, where you can get the benefit of immunity building up, but without the complications of respiratory problems, and you've got, let's say, a family member that's positive, they sang outside and breathe into the mask, then they take that mask and put it in a Ziploc bag, put cold water in there. Then at that point, they could put a straw into that bag and swallow it. That would put it into their intestine. And if 4 hours earlier they had taken a Pepcid, get it through a larger percentage of the COVID virus into the intestine, the next thing that they would find out is that they would get a loose stool, maybe two, which would indicate that the COVID had exposed the intestine. And then at that point, the body would take over building an immune response to it, which would save them from the worst type of scenario, which we all know about.
That's exactly right. You definitely get it, Wynn. You said that very precisely. Thank you. When that virus reaches our small intestine, our IgA system can kick in to protect our lungs. And that's what we need. We need pulmonary protection. Eventually, even the most safety conscious people will have some exposure to COVID. We know that no matter how much mask you wear, it will not stop all of the virus, and some of it sooner or later is likely to reach your lungs. But when it does reach your lungs, let's hope that you've educated and introduced it to your small intestine so that your intestinal system can protect your lungs with IgA.
Wow. And so if you don't do that, if you contracted the virus, you're more likely to have more of a problem with it, meaning a lot more side effects and a lot more damage, right? Is that correct?
Yes. If you don't have the IgA to protect your lungs, once you get some in your lungs, it will multiply from a few to thousands to millions, and then finally to billions. It would be nice if you could ignore a COVID infection in your lungs, but you can't ignore it because it will just keep multiplying. Sooner or later, you're going to have to get rid of it. And when you do try to get rid of it later, you're going to have a much more severe autoimmune reaction because you delayed your IgA system, intestinal exposure.
So truth just below the surface is that you don't want to get COVID started in your lungs. It's safe to have it in your intestine, which will give you protection. And the sooner that you do that, the better. A lot of the stuff that I've read indicates that this, that, or the other doesn't work, but these were studies where they waited until the person was about dead before they started using the alternatives on them. And with this, you want to get to it just as quickly as you know someone who has active COVID, even if they're asymptomatic, and start this procedure early. That's when you will get the full benefit of the program, right?
That's exactly right. And I want to point out something. When people have a lung infection and they are talking more and singing more and speaking more, those people mobilize more of the virus up to their mouth. That helps their mouth become COVID positive or coronavirus positive on the PCR test. But that also helps them when they swallow the virus down to their small intestines, because the more virus they wind up in their mouth, the more likely they are to swallow it and have it reach their small intestines. If we know that one of the groups that has the highest mortality are patients in nursing homes, and one thing those patients have is they're not singing, they're not speaking much, they're not mobilizing as much of the virus to their mouth, and unfortunately, their intestinal system is not mounting an adequate IgA response. And so we are likely to see that as the vaccine companies catch on to this information, we will see oral capsules that have coronavirus or oral tablets that have coronavirus or coronavirus antigens. So the vaccine industry is going to switch from intramuscular vaccines to an oral vaccine. That is likely to happen within the next 6 months.
Through your research, Mark, yes, we're going to make that happen. Excited to be having this collaboration between the three of us. Wynn doesn't know that collaboration yet, but more to come on my network and more to come with my public relations firm / marketing firm to get this to happen for you, and that so we can end this virus and go back to normal. And the oral vaccine, we're going to find out, is going to be the best way to do it based on Mark's research. So again, that's what's amazing about radio. It's amazing about my career. It's amazing about Wynn's, how we all connect together to make sure we are able to help this world, especially from the results of what's happened in the election, that let's end this virus and let's get back to normal. And I know it's, Mark, it's your mission, isn't it?
Well, it is a wonderful mission. And it has taught me a great appreciation for the immune system that God gave each one of us. It's also taught me the importance that each one of us use the mind and the brain that God gave us. We need to learn for ourselves. We should not be dependent on others to do our thinking. We need to get our local physicians involved in studying and research. We need to have open minds, but open to the truth and follow the truth, pursue the truth, and the truth will set us free.
Neil, there will be people that are listening today that have questions. What would you advise for a person who has questions that they need some answers to within the framework of our podcast to do?
That's a great point. I like that a lot. My recommendation is to go to Mark's website, go Google me. My cell phone number comes up anywhere. Text me if you have questions. You could follow all different Wynn's webs. Go to RevWynnHendersonMD.com. You can go to his social media platform. Send a message saying, I want to know more about this. I want to learn more. But getting people to take action is a difficult thing. So if you guys want a way to be protected from a virus as we're going through another big wave, make sure also you contact people saying, why aren't we considering an oral virus? And I mean, oral vaccine. So all these things need to be put out there. But the more people share this interview, whenever they hear it on any of the platforms, the more people ask questions and contact us. That's the best way. But again, it's simple. It's easy. Google me anywhere I come up. You can message me. You could text my cell phone number anytime you want. You could friend me. You could message me. I'm available. Wynn's available. And Mark's available. So that's what I would say, Wynn.
Yeah, that's great advice, Neil. Well, thanks for hosting this program. And Mark, thanks for giving us the information that you did from your scientific research on how we can actually do something to stop the pandemic as opposed to what we have been doing, which hasn't been working.
Wynn, I want to thank you very much for helping me get this information out. And Neil, I appreciate all you've done. We can help the public. And the public, using their own intellect and their own education, can demand better treatment. And a better treatment is not provided for them. They can learn how to treat themselves. And that's my hope, is that all of us during a pandemic are ultimately left to take care of ourselves. So we need to know as much as possible. Thank y'all.
Absolutely. Thank you again, and look forward to our collaboration. And stay tuned, listeners out there. The collaboration is going to be big, and it's going to be exciting, and it only can happen through programs like Wynn's and mine. So thanks again.
Thank you, Neil. Bye.
All right, guys. Okay, guys, that was Freedom from Addictions, Truth Just Below the Surface on The Neil Haley Show. Take care.